Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Debbie Meyer back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. You heard me talking about her before. She's one of my favorite people, the co-CEO and co-founder of Business Housewares America. But that doesn't really tell the story. This lady, she's the person, she's the inventor of the green bags. And I know that's a big deal to you, but for guys, she's also the inventor of the cake cutter. This is where you can dial in however big a slice you want, guys, and get the entire piece fully intact of cake out of the cake there, and get it over onto your plate without it falling apart. How about that? How cool is that? Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be here. Thank you.
You know, Debbie, you had me at cake. That's her line, by the way, folks.
My kind of guy.
Yeah, that's her line. I'm not. I don't want to steal it, but I am going to use it. And this thing works for pies too, doesn't it?
Yes, it works for a variety of things. And but that was my very, very, very first invention many years ago.
I know. Well, you know, the only time I prefer pies over cake is when there isn't a cake and it's only pies. I'm pretty easy.
You're my kind of guy.
And by the way, folks, you've seen her lovely face all over television. She's on the shopping channels. I don't know the names of all of them, Debbie, but I always.
I'm on HSN in the United States.
There you go. That's it. That one. Whoever invented that show, Debbie, those kinds of shows, the guy or the lady who did that, probably a lady, in my opinion, is genius. You know why? Because it gives. You know, and please forgive me. I don't mean for this to be chauvinistic. It's just the truth. Ladies can watch television. They can shop. They can buy stuff in the comfort of their own home. And then they can call in and talk about it. Debbie, that's genius, isn't it?
It is genius.
Think about it.
And you may be surprised at how many gentlemen call and talk
I tell you what. I have to be honest with you. I've actually done all of that except for the last thing. I didn't call in. I didn't feel like I needed to call in and talk about it, you know.
Okay, but you enjoyed what you bought.
I did. No, I'm telling you, but that last part, that fourth part, that's the genius part. Debbie, we're going to shift horses here a little bit because you and I agree on many things, but on this one thing we certainly do, and that is the problem with people not thinking about the business correspondence they send electronically long enough, you know, not spell checking. I see that an awful lot. Not caring, acting like what they're sending, you know, they're scribbling on in the sand or something. What do you think?
I agree completely. I actually have received emails very recently that I sat there with my mouth open, thinking this is business correspondence. Mm. I think we're blurring the lines now that correspondence and all kinds of information passes so quickly between us that whole thing about the immediacy, everything has to be done immediately, that nobody thinks about what they're saying, how they're saying it, how it may be construed, or what it looks like, to tell you the truth. And I think this idea of, you know, I think you need to stop and think, do you want to do it right or do you have to do it right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a big, big difference. An immediate response is only necessary if you allow it to be.
Now, is your peeve about, you know, not spelling, not properly, punctuation properly, maybe that thing isn't well developed, or maybe they actually say something that you think they probably will regret? Which one of those, or all of them?
I'd say all of the above.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody wants to ask a question now, and they sit there with either their mobile device in their hands or in front of their computer, actually looking at it, waiting for the response, as if the person at the other end, the receiving end, is sitting there waiting for the question.
Right. Yeah.
And unless you have an arrangement to do so, you can't assume that everybody is just simply waiting for your words. And
you mean because you and I actually have jobs to do, payroll to make, and lives to live, right?
Exactly. And also, people are blurring those lines, those professional and business lines. And believe me, without technology, I couldn't run my business and we couldn't run our business.
You and I would be out of business if it weren't for technology.
We wouldn't have businesses. I'd be saying,
would you like that supersized probably if it weren't for technology?
Honestly, I wouldn't be able to answer a factory when a factory needs to know something immediately. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. You know, they're on the other side of the world and they're in a different time zone and I have to answer immediately. And those are the things that I think about in terms of immediacy. If somebody asks me a question, I honestly like to put some thought into the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I spend quite a great deal of time often, if it's not a simple answer that they need, crafting the answer. I want to be sure it's not misconstrued. I want to be sure that I'm not misspelling or misstating.
If it's an important email, Debbie, I actually write it. And if it's really important, I'll send it, and it doesn't have to go immediately. I'll send it to myself.
That's exactly what I do.
And read it back to myself as if I were receiving it. And if it's extra important, I will send it to myself and then not open it until the next morning. I'll sleep on
it. Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, and one other step. Nine times out of ten, I have somebody else read the email.
Oh, you and I are on this, so to speak, same page.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the things that I always say are the most important are understand what you're responding to or making a statement on, review those statements, your statements and responses. I often write very cryptically first.
Yep.
Then when I draft the message, I want somebody else who I trust to look at it if it has to say something very specific. And another pair of eyes never hurts if you can manage that. But what I'm really concerned with is people blurring the lines between personal and business correspondence.
And what does that look like? Is it just properly done, or do they blend personal and business stuff in the same email, or what?
Well, I think first of all, the properly done. I know a lot of the old quote unquote rules have changed about what correspondence looks like,
right.
But I still think it's important to have an opening and a closing. I think that tells the person you took the time to sign your name to something, even if it's at the top of an email.
Let's continue this the other side of these messages because we're going to get Debbie to give us some more instruction on this, folks. And please pay attention. Debbie, she's an international businesswoman, ladies and gentlemen. She knows what she's talking about. She's highly successful. So you need to listen to what she has to say. Debbie, give us your website, please.
DebbieMeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R, Debbie with an I-E. I'm Jim Blassingame. That's J-I-M. I'll be right back. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.